Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along today. Happy weekend to you. Joining us this weekend is one of our regulars on this program to talk about kids, the state of kids, and what we can do to help them and where we can find out more information about them and make our life with them a little bit easier. Does that all make sense to you? Frank Rush being joined by Tammy Silverman from the Indiana Youth Institute. Tammy, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Good to be with you again.
So this is actually the one time a year where we could take our 15 minutes here and actually turn it into an hour, because you guys have the new Kids Count data book that's out now, right?
Absolutely. It is our 25th edition, so we've been doing this for 25 years, and the data book itself is about 140 pages. So you're absolutely right. We're not going to go into great detail in 15 minutes, but we sure could, and folks that want to, it's all available for them to dive into online.
And in this time between last year and now this year, it's taken you an entire year to do the research and then actually sit there and grind all that into sausage and put it out into a book that we can actually get something out of, right?
Well, that's the challenge, right? When we started doing this 25 years ago, folks said it actually at that time was really hard to get your hands on the data, and so it was something that you couldn't do on your own. Well, now you can hop on your computer or your phone and get a lot of the data, but without context, without putting it together in a way that makes sense, without putting it together in like categories, it still is pretty hard to digest. So hopefully by us spending the time and working with all kinds of different state agencies to get the most current data, hopefully we can make it pretty user-friendly.
Well, when you drill right down to it, it is a pile of numbers. That's really what it is. And so now it's up to us to kind of make these numbers turn into something. So, okay, so Kids Count Data Book, between last year and this year, well, first of all, tell us, what are the main things that you guys cover in this? What's the main topics?
The main topics is we really try to batch it into four chunks, if you will. So family and communities, economic well-being, education, and then health. And so within each of those categories, you can obviously, even when you think about it, if you think about education, there's a ton of data points in there as far as economic well-being. But again, trying to batch them into areas so that way, perhaps you're an educator, you may want to dive into that section. Perhaps some of the other ones aren't really as interesting or as relevant to your work.
Yeah, okay, so who is this really aimed for? Is this for the general public? Is this for educators? Is this for folks who work with kids professionally on a daily, day-in, day-out basis? Who are we going for here?
All of the above. All of the above.
That simplifies things, yeah.
Yes. Yesterday, we were actually at the State House, and we did a presentation. It was kind of the kickoff, the launch of the data book, and a lot of the folks that were there lead programs in state agencies, or they were elected officials, right? So for those folks, they're really trying to set policy or implement policy, so it's great information. At the same time, we hear time and time again, whether you're a local YMCA or Boys and Girls Club, Big Brother, Big Sister, fill in the blank, they use this data oftentimes to make a case for a lot of their grants, right? So they need some data to help bring in more dollars to their programs or to justify their programs or to say, sometimes it's even to say, hey, look, maybe we've made enough change in an area. Maybe we need to focus our time and energy on a new area where Indiana kids need some help.
All right. So folks basically are supposed to go look at this, read it, and then come up with some ideas to hopefully make kids' lives a little bit better. So let's kind of walk through this a little bit. Before we actually go into the real actual, chick down to three or four different ways of looking at this, what's the one big thing that surprised you this year over last year? Is there something that kind of stood out? I mean, because there's usually always one thing where everybody sits back and goes, huh, wow, we didn't see that one coming between last year and this year. Was there something like that?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway, one of those aha moments, is as much discussion, let's say, as there is around education, really that is our bright spot. Overall in Indiana, our child well-being, we're ranked 28th, but in education, we're ranked 14th. And about 6 years ago, we were down by I think we were in the 30s, actually. We were 28th or 30th on education. So in a short period of time, there have been some pretty great strides made there. And I know, I don't think anyone would say we're at the ideal state yet, but I think that's a little bit of an eye-opener for folks to say, really, our bright spot and our area of strength for our kids right now lies in education.
And yeah, and that's really pretty good, because we've constantly are talking about here in Indiana what the problems are with education. We don't have enough teachers. We're losing teachers. We're not paying them enough. We've got problems with achievement, which is why we have charter schools and some of those things. I mean, there's all this talk about education and everything, and we have all these problems, and yet still somehow or another, we're doing pretty good.
Right, right. And so, again, I think, you know, oftentimes we don't celebrate the things that are going well. And it's important for us to really say, okay, if we've changed, you know, the data, if we've improved in education over a relatively short period of time, how did that happen? And how do we get more of that, right? How do we keep going? It's not to say that we're done and we've solved all of the problems with education, or that there aren't additional challenges out there. But gosh, 14th in the country isn't too bad, considering that we're ranked 28th overall.
Yeah, I mean, now granted, we still got 13 more we need to get past, but all in all, yeah, it's not bad. Now the other thing is, too, we're spending a lot of time, too, in Indiana, really kind of pushing the importance of early childhood ed, and we're trying to make progress there, and maybe that's part of the reason why we're not so bad.
Well, really, you're right. We've made some strides. We're still, that's an area that early childhood, we're still kind of lagging behind our peer states, and then often we really look at the states that surround us most closely, and we're certainly lagging behind those states. I'll tell you where we've been really doing better is on those achievement tests. The fourth and eighth grade tests in reading and math, again, have been bright spots for us. So I know that there's a lot of discussion out there, and I don't think they've solved the problem of I-STEPS and which tests and how to, you know, make sure that it's all fair and, you know, well executed, but that's really where we're getting some of those significant jumps.
Okay. Now, well, let's go ahead. And education is one of the four big things that you guys look at. Let's look at some of the other ones and then kind of run through those a little bit. Family and community. Boy, there's a wide open topic that we could spend a few hours on. So what did this look at?
That falls into that. The big buckets there have to do with children living in high poverty areas, and then youth in juvenile detention. And then here are the two big ones, right, that our state right now is really taking a look at, is the rate of child maltreatment and the percentage of children in foster care. So for the number of kids in foster care, we rank 47th in the country. And for our number of kids that have been maltreated by the definitions that DCS uses, we rank 48th in the country.
And see, and that's one of the things that everybody's talking about right now, and you mentioned it. Yeah, the kids aren't being treated well. But then again, though, part of the problem is DCS. If you ask most people, they'd say that's a big problem. Now, of course, DCS is a whole nother issue, but that's some things that we're looking at and trying to figure out how to fix.
Absolutely. So, you know, we also, one of the things that it's important to know is we break down some of these stats. The book has a zillion stats, right? But then some of the most pressing ones, we actually also do break down and publish by county. So when I was looking at the Vigo County, just as a snapshot, the rates of child abuse and neglect per 1,000 children under 18, which are all the disclaimers, right, has stayed pretty consistent in Vigo County over the past from 2014 to 2017. In fact, they've stayed almost consistent, 43.4 and 43. That compares, so they're not going up in Vigo County. Those rates haven't gone up in Vigo County. So that can be considered a bright spot or a positive. And at the same time, that's almost double the state average.
I was going to say, well, that might be one bright spot to look at if you really want to look at the glasses half full, but me being Mr. Glasses Always Half Empty, boy, that's pretty high, and that's certainly nothing to be proud of.
No, and like I said, compared to where you've been, you know, you're holding steady, but compared to the rest of the state, obviously there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, okay, so how do we fix it?
Well, I think hopefully we're seeing that being taken up at the State House currently on what do we do and how do we really make sure we're wrapping around these kids. And often, as we've talked about, most often these cases involve acute neglect. They're not active abuse, right? But it's often neglect due to parental addictions, be that either a problem with drugs or alcohol. We've seen a lot of issues. Obviously, it's no surprise due to the opioid crisis.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and you know what? And like I said, yeah, we looked at the state house, but I will play devil's advocate here for all those that are, and I can hear them right now. I know what they're saying. They're going, if you're looking to the state house to solve a problem, we just will go ahead and forget it now. Because not the state legislature is not going to fix this. What do we as regular individuals out here, what can we do?
Well, again, here for the child abuse and maltreatment and the folks living and dealing with opioids is to lean in and to say, you know, how can we help? What is it that our faith community can do? What is it, you know, that your church can do, that your school can do to help particularly those little kids, right? You're probably not going to solve the addictions issues, right? You're not going to create more access to care, which would be great if you happen to be a policymaker or somebody that has domain over that. But in the interim, if you don't, think about what do those kids really need? What's important to know? We're Indiana, every adult is a mandated reporter, which a lot of folks think, gosh, I don't want to stir up trouble or I don't want to get in the middle of it. But the reality is we can hear continually from teachers that there are kids that are struggling through no fault of their own, and we need to make sure we're reaching out and supporting those kids.
All right. Well, and that's a good thing. And I guess the important thing here is, too, is to not get so overwhelmed by feeling that you as an individual have to solve every problem in the state by yourself.
No, because just take a little action.
Yeah, because it could be like getting hit by a bus if you try to think about it in that way. But if you look at it as how to do it with the help of other people, then it's maybe not quite so bad.
Right. Absolutely. Or if you think about, you know, if you break it down to, again, if you're talking about whatever kind of, if you belong to Lions Club or Rotary Club, whatever, wherever you hang out, a bowling league, you know, any of those things. Do we know someone who's struggling? Do we know a grandparent who's taking care of a whole bunch of grandchildren because of an addictions issue? Maybe there's some way we could pitch in and help a little bit. That's much easier than trying to think of how we're going, you know, how should whatever entity overhaul the child abuse system and the response to that.
Tammy Silverman with the Indiana Youth Institute is our guest today. The Kids Count data book is out now. So, okay, for the average person out there, why do I need to go read this?
Well, if you care about kids at all, right, most of us interact with kids in some way, shape, or form, or if you care about the future of our communities and states, you need to kind of know what's going on. And that's not to say, again, we've talked about, I do not, some of us here have read every single page. We don't expect that people will sit down and read it cover to cover, but there probably is an issue that is near and dear to your heart. It may be food insecurity for kids. It may be education. It may be childhood obesity. Whatever those issues are, you can dive in and just take a look at those couple of pages, right? And make sure you're really up to date so that you're not, you know, one of the things that we talk about oftentimes is many of us interact with a small number of kids, right? But to get beyond just the kids we know and really understand what does being a kid look like right now in Indiana? What does it look like in Vigo County, Clay County, Sullivan, whatever those counties are that are important to you?
And that's the thing of it, because when you go in and you actually look at this, you might actually surprise yourself. You may think by just looking around your neighborhood and the four or five blocks that you live in, depending upon what your stage in life is, it's like, well, you know, things aren't so bad. I mean, other people's problems are someplace else with other people. I'm all good here. Well, you might get surprised at just how bad things are not that far from you. Or maybe if you're in an area that's not so hot, you might be surprised at just how good things are looking and how much progress is being made. There's a lot of info here that can kind of help point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, there are bright spots and there are some real challenge areas, but it's really, what do we do with that information, right? Do we use it, hopefully, to do something positive and to lean in a little bit more and try to figure out how we can all help? Or do you, you know, just kind of use it to, you don't want to be overwhelmed by it. And it's easy sometimes to be overwhelmed by the data. The reality is the data is not the end-all be-all. It's just a starting place, right? It's a starting place to understand kids a little bit better and to try to figure out what you can do to help make their lives, you know, a little bit better. We say, I grew up in Indiana. I think you did too, right? And yeah. Indiana can be a fantastic place to be a kid. Unfortunately, it's not yet for all of our kids.
And that really is your whole reason for being at IYI, Indiana Youth Institute, is to get this information out to people, because without you guys, it wouldn't exist. Because nobody else goes out and studies it like you guys do. And that's your whole reason in being.
Yeah, absolutely. We believe that everyone will make better decisions when they have accurate, up-to-date information and data.
Well, at least they have less of an excuse for not making better decisions if they have good.
We're going to set them up and provide all the information and hope that it, you know, and again, it's really about how do we then say, hey, look, in our area, maybe it does look like in Vigo County that you have had some new licensed child care centers, some new past equality places that are out there. You know, in fact, high quality early childhood care centers in Vigo County have gone up. They've almost doubled in the last 4 years. That's awesome. You know, and I think really celebrating that and saying this is great. And then asking the question, is this enough? Do we have enough for our kids? You know, if our reading and math scores are better than comparably to some of our states around us, okay, is that true? Is that not true for our school district? How do we stack up? And then are we satisfied with this? And if not, what can we do about it?
Tammy Silverman with the Indiana Youth Institute. The Kids Count Data Book is out again. And okay, we're ready to read. Where do we go?
IYI.org. It is all available electronically. It is all there, as are the county snapshots. Again, it's all organized by in alphabetical order. So Vigo County, click on the V, click on Vigo County. It'll download your little snapshot right there. You can slice and dice it until you're happy as a clam. You can have more information than what you probably ever think you might need. But it is a little addicting. Once you dive into it, you start thinking, gosh, I wasn't aware of that. Gosh, I didn't know what the counties are that have the highest rates of whatever that is. And, you know, I'm one of those data nerds that I like to look at it and test my own assumptions. Yep, I might assume that one of the, northern suburbs of Indianapolis has something great going on for it because they have some great financial resources. It's interesting when your assumptions don't pan out, and then you start to dig into why is that? What don't I understand about that community? What don't I understand about this issue?
Indiana Youth Institute, they've done a whole lot of work on this. Don't let it go to waste. Go to their website and read it, IYI.org. Tammy Silverman, thank you for being with us today. We'll see you next weekend on Focus on Community.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.